You know, the subject matter of this particular conference is especially close to my heart, not only because of my own interest in the material, but because I have come to recognize that, at least as far as my students are concerned, the shadow is the most interesting, stimulating, and thought-provoking archetype they encounter. This morning, I want to focus on corporate shadows and the ways they affect our lives. In particular, I want to examine those cast by the church, which create an institution unlike the one we traditionally imagine, but one I often hear about in my work. All too often, the picture of Christianity painted by victims and survivors of family violence differs widely from the one generally accepted. In fact, it depicts a religion most of us would find strange and hard to believe. But what I have had to accept is the church described by these people may be the shadow of the institution we usually imagine to be the bearer of light. As with most true examples of this archetype, the shadow church presents material difficult to believe or accept. Perhaps Jung gave us too much credit when he said the shadow was the first archetype we encounter and the easiest to deal with. I think, as we found this weekend, this archetype dogs us continuously, and when we are forced to deal with shadow issues, there is much anxiety. Nevertheless, what some people will resist or misunderstand, others will view with relief and hope. I think this is part of the gold we find in dark places. About this time, every Sunday morning, churches are filling up with people who have come to hear the good news of the gospel. If they are lucky, they will hear a sermon like the one I heard a few weeks ago on the parable of the lost sheep. The minister described God as a shepherd who was responsible for the care and safety of his sheep. When night comes, the shepherd counts his flock and then lies down across the opening of the corral, thus protecting the herd from predators. If even one is lost, he will go out and find it, rejoicing when he can return it to the fold. Jesus used these familiar events to describe God's love for humanity, and the church has expanded the metaphor. Just as a shepherd defends his flock, so Jesus protects us. He was even willing to die so that we might be saved. And the most important thing that Jesus asked us to do was to love God and love one another. This is the good and gracious news of our salvation. This is also the dominant idea which drives the church.